Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Kyra. How can I help you today?
Hi, Kyra. My name is Vanessa. I'm calling because the foot massager that I ordered, it came a while ago, but it doesn't work.
Okay. Can you provide me with your zip code, ma'am?
19018.
I'm sorry. Can you repeat that, please?
I'm sorry. 19018.
Okay. Your first and last name?
Annette, A-N-N-E-T-T-E. Last name, S as in Sam, A as in apple, 2 B's as in boy.
Oh, one moment, ma'am.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, ma'am, I do see an account here listed. To confirm that this is correct, could you verify your shipping address?
154 Marion Avenue, Alden, PA, 19018.
Okay. Yes, ma'am, I do see that they have you here for the foot massager, and you stated that it wasn't working correctly?
Not at all.
Okay, yes, ma'am. Well, at this moment, I am able to issue you a reshipment on that item free of charge.
I don't think they work. I just want to be reimbursed.
So what they have you here for, you signed up paying the postage of the $7.45?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, but they took out my credit card. They took out what's that? It was like $56 or something.
One moment while I take a look at your account.
$56.95 they took out the same day. Mm-hmm.
Okay, yes, ma'am. I see that they have you here paying the $49.97. What it looks like
nope.
Taking place. I'm sorry.
They took out $56.95 after I paid the $7.95 shipping and handling.
Oh, well,
we
have here $49.97.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, it says on here it says $56.95.
And what's the billing date?
I'm not sure. Let me see if I can find out. Oh, boy. Oh, shoot. Okay, I think. The billing date was 12/19.
And it has you billed on 12/19 for both of those transactions.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I think that might be something additional because we have you on 12/19 for the 7/45, and then we have you on 12/23 for the $49.97. It doesn't show
well,
a $50
probably so.
Charge here.
Okay, well, that's what it says on there. But okay, that's okay. Whatever it is, I want to be reimbursed.
So what's taking place here is I understand that you're not further interested. It's not for the mm-hmm. billing cost of what you were provided with. They have you paying the mm-hmm. subscription fee to the store that sponsored the survey.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, I was advised that I'm able to issue you a 35% credit on the charge.
Okay, whatever. That's one something back. I just don't want the product anymore. That's fine. And how much is that?
Yes, ma'am. That'll result in $17.49.
Are you kidding me? this thing is a ripoff. That's a ripoff. I paid $7.95 for shipping, and then they took out $56. And they want to give me $17?
Okay. As I stated, it's not for what you received. It's for the subscription. The most that we will be able to do is issue 50% on the charge.
Oh, my gosh. Well, $17 is not 50%.
No, ma'am. I stated 35%. I state that you weren't satisfied, but the most that we will be able to do is issue 50%.
Okay. So how much is that?
50% results in $24.99.
$24.95? Okay, well, I'll take that then.
Okay. One moment while I proceed to have this refund issued, and I'll be right with you, ma'am.
All right. Thank you so much.
Yes, ma'am. So the account has successfully been canceled and the refund has been issued, and it'll take about 3 to 5 business days to post into your account.
Okay, so it's going to go back on that same credit card?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, what was the last 4 numbers of that credit card?
One moment.
If you can see it.
Okay, yes, ma'am. They have your Visa ending in 1411.
Yeah, that's it. That's
yes,
it.
Ma'am.
Yep. Yeah, that's it. Well, thank you. So your name is Kyra?
Kyra, K-Y-R-A.
Kyra. Thank you so much, Kyra. Thank
yes,
you
ma'am.
So much. Appreciate
thank you
that.
For
so 3 to 5 days.
Okay.
All right.
I'm
thank
sorry.
You so much. Bye-bye.
You have a great day.
You do the same. Thank you. Bye-bye.